Anyhow, being a mutreb is not very good. That's the story we hear later. The harp player who plays to please the people.
The fool, almost? Like the king's fool in medieval Europe. What they call him?
A jester.
Yeah.
A jester. Almost a jester.
Entertainer.
Entertainer.
Just entertainer.
Yeah.
But you said he's giving joy.
The tarab is not joy. Tarab is... It's to feel pleasant, okay, it's not the real joy. And now, Mutreb is the guy who tries to please you. Right? Then, over there, to that hot day, they will say, you know what? You try to please everyone, except this exception. Come and play for this one, which is Hap. One night play for Hap, then you will see what will happen. That's not the story, we come back to it. Here is the beginning of that. Because the message is the same. The other parrot has told this parrot that you, silly one, who try to please majority or the selected group, means majority and minority. When you're looking at these people, okay, either you're playing to enjoy the people in the street, or you're playing in Philharmonic and you're playing the, high rank intellectual, selected people, elite, right? You silly one who are playing for the public or elite, you should be saved from this situation. Because in the next story, we remember that you should pray for something else. Means, look at you. I'm talking a parrot, and you think that, the parrot, I'd like to feel happy, what should I do? The best part of you, the best part of you, which is really your soul, is trying to please everyone. You know what? Because it's good for the business of the merchant. Die from that cage. Forget about benefits. We were talking about the path that we walk in it, and we don't talk about the benefit. And when you reach, we enjoy the path itself. Your merchant cannot do that. So he makes you parrot to play for everyone, to please everyone. He said, you will be saved if you could die. Because now he will give you the reasons. Yes?
If you are a grain, the little birds will peck you up. If you are a bud, the children will pluck you off.
Means if you're playing in Philharmonic, the elite one will fool you. If you're playing in the street, the punks going by, they will bother you. Where is your audience? What are you doing? Why are you doing it?
Yeah. Hide the grain, become wholly a snare. Hide the bud, become the grass on the roof. Anyone who offers his beauty to auction, 100 evil fates set out towards him. Plots and angers and envies pour upon his head like water from water skins. Foes tear him to pieces from jealousy. Even friends take his lifetime away. He that was heedless of the sowing and the springtime, how should he know the value of this lifetime?
Anybody's listening? And you're not drunk? Listen carefully, because this is the meaning of the story. This is the message. This is what the other parrot showed this parrot. What? He said, look at you. We are looking not in your technical part. We are not looking at your intelligent part. We are looking about to the parrot in you. That parrot who loves the free parrots. That freedom lover in you, who is in love with all the parrots. That one is silly. Look at it in you. He's doing all the stuff for the merchant and for the guests of the merchant and for the clients. You become the toy of in different level for different people. Not only your enemies will beat you, even your friend will waste your time. You should become something else. What is it? Let's hear the something else. You must what?
You must flee to the shelter of God's grace, who shed thousandfold grace upon spirits.
Okay. If I may, I will translate it differently. You should take refuge in a tender, beautifulness and the tenderness of just and justice. Because the words are there. First of all, he will talk about lutf. And lutf, yes, you could say, what? Grace. I don't know why grace. Because lutf, first of all, comes from latif, means tender, means very nice. And we talk about us being hard and harsh as a stone, and he being tender like a flower. Right? And there is this tenderness of Hab, not God. This tenderness, beauty of Hab could be a refuge you could run to. Because Panah is more than refuge even. Panah is when you're afraid, you go to your mom and dad, how? You take refuge, but it's more than refuge. You know that the arm is open for you. That's how they protect you. So run to the protection of God, because he will give the tenderness to all the breaths. This is what the other parrot thought of this one. And you who are trying to please this and that and that, think about this beautiful state of he waiting for you, calling you back with all the tenders that you could not even imagine. Go over there, because no matter where we look, if you find the beauty, comes from Hab. Because Hab is the source of beauty. And when I say run away, take refuge over there, let me tell you what's over there.
That you may find your shelter.
It's not shelter, it's a refuge.
Refuge.
Hab, yeah.
Then how refuge? Water and fire will become your army.
That kind of refuge. How do you like that? To take refuge in a corner that the water means the knowledge and the fire of love, both will be your army. Did not the sea become a friend to Noah and Moses? That kind of friendship, that Moses will look at the ocean, it will open up. The Jesus will look at the ocean, it will become like a very rigid surface for him to walk upon. And Noah saw the ultimate cleansing of the universe by doing what? By doing a very silly stuff. He was ridiculous.